You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, unceded territory of the Musqueam people.
Live from Studio A at CITR 101.9 FM, it's Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Now here's Andy.
Welcome to another episode of Andyland Radio. I am your host, Andrew Willis, and tonight is your night. It's Wednesday, which means we get to party, hang out, and just chill all around together. Why not? On tonight's show in studio, Kai Miles and Sleepy Gonzalez, with an appearance by Laganja Estranja. Music by Charlie Puth, Hertz, Winona Hope, Psychedelic Porn Crumpets, Drunk Mums, Leon Els, and Acid Dad on tonight's show. So get ready to party, this is Andyland Radio!
We asked you to describe Andrew Willis, and you answered. He's a liberal f**ktard, sassy, oh, and gay as f**k. But wait, there's more.
Okay, that's enough.
Making you feel smarter and happier. Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Wednesdays, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central on CITR 101.9 FM. Stream on andylandradio.com.
Life Lessons with Liam and Benny. Available on YouTube and andylandradio.com.
Andyland Radio is now on Giphy. Search a wide variety of stickers to make your posts smarter and happier. Search now using the phrase Andyland.
He's such a nice boy, so well-mannered. He's so much better than the last one you brought around. Please and thank you, everything matters. I'm gonna make sure that she knows I'm the best she's found. The moment she walks out the door, I'm not pretending anymore. If your mother knew all of the things that we do. Out the window, bed stuffed with pillows. I'll be waiting in the car right around the block. Back of the Benzo, more than a friend zone. We've been hiding since the time they forgot to knock.
The moment she walks out the door, I'm not pretending anymore.
If your mother knew all of the things that we do. She sees me, she gon' act like she don't know me. Cause she knows all of the story. Now your daddy wants to kill me.
Welcome to the show, everybody. We are here with my lovely friend, Sleepy Gonzalez. Hello, Benny and Allie. How are you?
great.
I'm pretty great.
I'm doing damn good. We also have our second guest of the show, Kai Miles, who's popped in for a little nosh. Say hello.
Hello.
We'll get to you in a bit. Boy, girl, other, they, them, what are you? What are we identifying as?
She, her.
Me too. Especially if you're feeling sassy, you can call me she anytime. What are you doing, baby?
I'm a he, him.
Yeah. Are you single?
I am, actually.
Why?
Well, because
you're so attractive. I can't imagine.
Benny just asked a girl for her number today while we snuck in the dancing.
5 minutes before we walked.
Really?
Yeah, just out there.
Oh, my God.
There's a dance thing going on up there?
Yeah, no, I can imagine. I want to ask you a question. What is your go-to move? Like, when you go to ask a girl a thing or two, what are you asking?
Depends where we are. If we're at a party, I'll just go straight to, hey, wanna make out? And they'll think it's cute. They'll think it's funny. Like,
I can imagine. No.
They'll be like, oh, he's joking, but...
You know what?
Unless...
Benny, you just have this, like, cute little sad boy persona that, to me, you get it all the time, I'm sure. It's the hair.
And try and make it as messy as possible.
This is the most smiles I've gotten out of you. Now, Allie, are you shacked up? Are you single? What's going on with you?
I am single.
You're single? Yes, we love that. We do. What, were you dating someone before? Everyone thought you're pregnant.
Well, yeah, I'm not pregnant.
Instagram.
There's no way that I'm pregnant. Yeah. Don't worry.
Okay, let's talk about that. Why did everyone think you're pregnant? Because I literally thought you were knocked up by Christian or someone.
Oh, no. Benny basically showed up at my house and he was like, you need to put this balloon under your belly and you're going to be pregnant for album, like, hype.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, this Friday, in a couple days, Mellow Trauma is going to be your next release. It's going to be on all major streaming platforms. Everyone can check it out. Race, run, catch a train, plane, spread your legs, spread the word, tell everyone about it. Baby, you did, and you got pregnant, apparently, by a balloon.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we were, I was just trying to think of ways to, like, promote the album, and usually the way... that I promote anything is if I can just make myself entertained, if I can make myself laugh, I feel like it'll just be more fun for people to, like, absorb whatever content we're putting out.
Yeah.
If I'm not laughing, no one's laughing. And this album has been a long time coming.
Hey, you know what? Ha ha. There, I'm laughing.
There you go. I got you to laugh. I can get you to laugh.
Oh, no. But you've been working hard on this album.
Yeah, it's taken so long that it started to become reminiscent of a human pregnancy. Yeah. So
okay, enough about this human pregnancy stuff. First of all, you look like someone from ABBA, Allie. For those of you who can't see, she's in studio. She has blonde hair, amazing blue eyeshadow on. She is a vision of earthly delight. It is unreal. You kind of are giving me a Swedish vibe. What are you? Like, what's your extraction?
My extraction.
Yeah.
Because
that's real blonde. I can tell. This is fake. This is like bottle blonde up on me.
This is not. This costs money to be blonde.
Oh, it does. Oh, this isn't real. What?
No.
Oh.
I am blonde, but not this blonde.
How recent is that dye job?
Like a month.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, girl. No, please. Get over here. Let me see your roots. Let me see those roots.
You got me.
Yeah, come on. She's pretty blonde. Oh, yeah. Benny. Yeah, he's a real blonde by the looks of him. No. She's blonde, isn't she?
She's really blonde.
Yeah.
She's
dirty blonde.
Yeah, she's the...
Dirty blonde. BS. I don't believe it. She's like butter cream yellow blonde, like just beautiful blonde. Not yellow, it's tone. Don't worry, she paid for
the
tone.
Don't tell me that my hair's yellow.
Oh, honey, people say that to me all the time. You know what I hate about being blonde? And I'll tell you a thing or two. Let me tell you something, in case you didn't know. But people, when you are blonde, it's like a walking invitation for people to come up to you. And Kai might be able to sound off of this and comment on your hair and say, oh, have you like toned it? You should give it a tone, like maybe a little ashier. And there's always, everyone has their idea of the perfect set. Kai, get in here a little bit early. Get a little premature with us and chat.
What are you asking?
People are always coming up to me and saying, oh, like it's a little hot. It's like a little brassy. Like you should get a purple shampoo. And I like it. But okay. When you're blonde, yeah. It's like a walking invitation for people to come up to you and comment and feel that they can tell you what you should be doing with your hair.
Definitely a conversation starter.
Oh, I can't stand it. It drives me up the wall. Wait, when did you dye your hair?
Ages ago, and it's very, very dirty.
Yeah, I can tell.
It's
Look at those
gross.
Nappy roots.
Nappy.
Grown out those roots. It's unreal. It's like an inch of roots. Honey.
And with something like this, you don't get hordes of people asking you about your hair.
Well, maybe not. I don't know. Yeah, okay.
They probably just think he's beyond help at this point.
I think so. I mean, no, I don't think so. I mean, maybe, I don't know. Who knows? We'll talk to Kai later. Maybe you can interview Kai. Okay, Sleepy Gonzalez, we're here. I love you guys so much so that I reached out to you around Christmas last year and I said, let's get together. Let's do a little bit of a Christmas special. Let's do something fun. And we did, and it was amazing and fabulous in every way. Allie, you wore this amazing costume. What was it? Like a bear? A polar? No. Panda bear? What was it? It was like a...
Was I the only one wearing a onesie?
No. You and Christian, wasn't it? No.
I was definitely a snowman.
Benny, do you have a twin?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, your twin was wearing the teddy bear thing. Oh yeah. My God, he must be pulling in the women and the dudes. Is he pulling dudes or girls?
I've always been jealous of how much action Christian gets.
Is he a homosexual or a homosexual? Or is he just feeling the fantasy? Or is he actually like feeling the fantasy?
I feel like he's... I feel like he would have to
comment on his sexuality. 2019, that's the worst thing you can do is comment on someone else's sexuality. God forbid.
I don't want to dig myself a hole here.
You better not. Honey, we dug a big enough hole. It's weird. We're in here broadcasting out of that hole. Allie, do you think Christian's cute? Who in the band would you stop? If you could stop anyone in the band, who would you be stopping?
For 5 years?
And it goes both ways. Honey, I'm equal opportunity. I'm going to be asking Benny this in a second.
I've already been there, done that.
With Christian? No. Yeah. What? Yeah. Oh, so Christian's not gay?
No.
Not even a little bit?
Not that I know of.
Finger in the butt? Just a little finger? No?
Not that I know of.
Just a pinky? No. Just a wee little pinky.
Actually, when Christian first wanted to date Allie, we were in high school, and he commented on her blonde hair. Yeah, he went on,
he called the Golden Waterfall.
Yeah.
You know, and when I said, it had nothing to do with your hair, it had to do with the fact that you and your brother are both those kind of dudes that flirt with the world, and the world wants to flirt back, but there's nothing happening.
Life's too short not to flirt.
Okay, well, we're going to flirt later, let me tell you, you and I. You, oh my God, twins. Wait, you guys are I'm sure you get this all the time.
We're fraternal, but does that really matter?
I don't know. I think Christian's a little cuter.
I would have to agree with that. That's why he's
the guitarist. Do you get that all the time?
Well, he's the guitarist. We have to put the cute people at the front. I'm the drummer, so I go with the
drummers
back.
Are always hotter, though, because you know what? Which band was it that I was really into for a while? The Hives, like years ago.
Oh, yeah?
Mm. Yeah, they had a really nice drummer.
Arctic Monkeys, too.
Drummers are always hot.
He's the hottest one.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like more acceptable for Benny to just like rip his shirt off, so... You know.
Who's the drummer in a band that's super... I don't actually know. There's no bands in Vancouver whose drummers I think are really hot, except for Strange Breed.
Lunchtime's old drummer was pretty...
Who was he?
He's sitting right there.
Oh, right! Right, and you know how I remember this?
Hey-o.
It's because you guys started playing with those stupid... Mad. I was... P.O.
Yeah.
Kai,
Andrew didn't
talk.
Like me standing and playing the toms like the Jesus and Mary Chain. No. It didn't match the song.
It didn't, no. Because what we were... Okay, so we were playing to like a track. It's an MP3. They had a 10-second count in. And then you guys had to play to it because I couldn't master sound because we couldn't sync. And then we had to sync it to sound. So you guys are playing... Just jumping around, like whatever. And it was only you guys that did it. It wasn't so much you. It was more Luke. And I was like, God, of course Luke would do that. And then I couldn't sync it to sounds. So I kind of was like, you could tell I was pissed, but yeah.
I remember you using like the inner Stores. Part of the freaking
gift wrap.
Tubes, yeah, the gift wrap tubes.
And the drumsticks.
Yeah, as drumsticks.
And the drum was like moving all over the room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Got surprisingly good tone out of those gift wrap, though, I got to say.
What am I going to do this Christmas? I still have that gift wrap from last year. I still have like 20 tubes in the basement of gift wrap. What are you doing? You're destroying my studio there, Kai. What? Oh, no, you're just bumping into chairs. It's okay. It's a mitzvah up in here. I don't know. Are you guys going to get involved this year? We're going to do it on the woods with a generator. So, Kai, if you can get a generator going, we're going to actually go into the woods and tape it out there.
I have a house on the Sunshine Coast and a forest behind it.
Can we tape it at your house?
Absolutely.
Can we do like an overnighter?
Absolutely.
Do you think parents would let us do
it? There's a little cabin and there's a garage.
Mm-hmm. That's all I need. That's all I need. Let's get six bands together. And we'll just all bring sleeping bags and we'll just camp out, like literally cuddle puddle beers. Lots of cold beers. And keep Christian away from me because apparently I find him cute. And after I get a couple of beers of me, I might go up and be like, hey, honey, how you doing? Look. Yeah, it's weird. Lucky Charms, you played that in the Christmas, and now we're playing it now because it's one of my favorite songs that you do. And you have a lot of songs out there. They're on Bandcamp. What's your Bandcamp? Sleepy Gonzalez?
Yeah, it's just
sleepygonzalez.bandcamp.com. Okay, thanks. I'm a genius. I knew that. I didn't even have notes, and I came prepared. Let's see here. Do you guys want to introduce a song or talk more about it before we get into it, or what?
Sure. That one was just a whole-ass Christian song.
Like, really?
We just roll up one day to practice, and he's like, I wrote this song. And
oh, I thought you meant religion. I was like, oh.
No.
Oh. I got really into
it's
it.
The
mysticism behind the song. Christian symbolism.
Christian without the H.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he was like, I wrote Christian. This song, and we were like, okay, let's hear it. And he played it, like, just by himself, and we were like, damn. Usually, I have a lot of criticisms to make when he first shows me a song, but
yeah.
This time I was like, I don't even know what to do with that. But funnily enough, Allie was the only contribution Allie made to it was the actual title of the song and the tagline, like Lucky Charms. We just, I don't know, where'd you pull that out from, Al?
From what I remember, Christian like came downstairs in the basement and he was like, I need something for like this big part. It's going to be like the loudest part. And I think he said like a bowl of, and I was like, he was talking about stars and stuff. And I was like, Lucky Charms, obviously.
Aww.
And then it happened.
Well, there you go. You know what? Let's just get into the song. We have Lucky Charms, Sleepy Gonzalez on Andyland Radio.
Stay tuned. Next, Hang 10 with Andy, followed by news and new music. It's all happening live from Studio A.
Where are we going?
Home.
You want to go home?
All right, let's go.
I've been saving up, even sold my first guitar. Silver one that you smashed, then you paid to get it fixed. The summer that we met. Bought a little pickup truck, it's only got room for us. And I know you wanted more, this is all I could afford. So I hope it's worth the money to fall asleep beside me. Dream of where we came from, the city where we grew. We got away with murder, a pair of selfish lovers. Wrestling for the covers, we finally found each other. We had to get away. Disowning all your family, dancing in the moonlight.
getaway.
And then there's flirty fun. It's time to hang 10 with Andy.
Our next guest felt very attacked on RuPaul's Drag Race Season 6. Please welcome to the show my friend Laganja Estranja. How are you doing, baby?
I'm doing sickening, mama.
You know, I always felt like you got the, like, bad end of the stick when it came to RuPaul's Drag Race, where everyone said that you were acting super extra and, like, lying about who you were and putting on an act. I don't know. It felt really weird, and I was totally on your side. I felt like you were totally ganged up on.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Luckily, it was so long ago, I no longer feel very attacked.
Can I just say I had a little bit of a panic attack before speaking to you on tonight's show?
You mean you had a panic attack today before this show?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, well, you're so sweet. I just like to leave people medicated, not having panic attacks, though, please. So just take a deep breath and know you're in good, safe company.
So you have a line of edibles that are going to be coming out.
So it's not an edible line, but I just launched a brand new collaboration with Fruit Slabs, which is an all-organic, vegan, gluten-free, and of course, for my Jewish folks, it is kosher certified. They are an incredible company that I've, you know, known for years, but we were really lucky to finally collab this Pride Month, and we launched the Pride Passion flavor. So Fruit Slabs is an organic fruit leather, hashtag not a gummy. And so we promote, you know, healthy living through our edible. Now, this edible is only 10 milligrams. And unlike most companies that did a Pride collaboration this year, our product is actually offered year round. So we believe, you know, you should be proud AF always, not just in the month of June. So we're really lucky that, you know, our product is now being carried in dispensaries year round. And every year I will be changing the flavor for Pride Month. So it's not just a typical collaboration. It's actually a partnership.
Where can people find out more about your product?
You can get it at fruitslabs.com and find out what dispensaries we are located in. We're in over 200 stores right now.
Many people may not know that you do music, and also you're an incredible dancer. Tell me about, you have a song called Look at Me by with Jay Tyler.
Yeah, so Jay Tyler is a great dear friend of mine. He actually wrote Look at Me, which was the single that I released last year. He also wrote Smoke Break, which came out last year. And I've been sitting on an album for quite some time. Most people know this, but I haven't really had the funds or the, you know, sponsorships to really, you know, put out my album with full force. But I am lucky to say things are finally changing. Things are looking amazing over here at the House of Estranja. And the album looks like it will be out sometime early next year, with a plan to go on tour by 420 with the music. So I'm really excited. I definitely think I'll be dropping a new single before the end of the year. So you'll want to keep your eyes and ears peeled for that. And if you haven't checked out, obviously, my music videos, like you said, Look at Me. There's also Green XXXmas, which is perfect for the holidays, and a bunch more up on my YouTube channel.
I feel like your tour is going to be over the top. It will be just, it'll be just a lot.
Well, I would imagine it's going to be very over the top. I think most drag queens are known for their eccentricities, but I think what's going to make my show really special, besides me bringing the rap element and my own authentic music in my voice, is that I really have an incredible dance background. You might have seen me on So You Think You Can Dance this year. I made it to the top 50. Last year I went in drag. This year I went as myself. So I'm always constantly working on building that side of my brand as well, because I'm not just a cannabis activist or a drag queen, but I'm also a dancer. And I think that's really, you know, a universal language. So that's why I try to speak it so much, like with things like Laganja's Dance School, which is an international class that teaches people how to have confidence in high heels.
Your confidence definitely is something we all need. I want to ask you, though, about the edibles. So, of course, I get panic attacks. I get really panicky and freaked out anytime I smoke weed or anything.
Sure.
Can you give me, like, a little bit of a hint or a direction of where I should go?
Sure. Well, I would definitely recommend that you not start with edibles. I think edibles are a lot harder to decipher the exact amount of, you know, results you're going to have. Whereas if you're smoking, you're able to take one or two hits and stop, see how that feels, and then continue. Now, if you know you're someone who is more jittery and more up, then yes, you're going to want to kind of counterbalance that with more of an indica. Although we're finding now that indica and sativa are not really the best ways to categorize cannabis. It's really always down to the terpenes, which are what are giving the flavors. So for instance, something like lemon or limonene is going to be great for antidepressant, and that is going to be found in a sativa. But you're probably going to want the opposite, something more of the grape flavor that's going to give you a more calming effect and may give you a side effect of munchies.
I want to call you Dr. Estranja.
Well, I wouldn't go that far just yet. You know, there's still so much more education for me to learn, but I definitely try to use my platform and my knowledge within the industry to educate people, because that's really the only way we're going to change the stigma of a stoner.
Anyone else wanting to get the Laganja Estranja experience can get it actually through a podcast. You're going to be having a podcast coming out soon.
Yes, I'm very excited. It's in the works. I can't tell you too much about who it's going to be with or the title or anything like that, but what I can tell you is that I'm working with Vanessa from Vanessa Marigold. You've seen her on Bon Appetit, which is where the two of us met. She's an incredible, incredible cannabis connoisseur and cook. And the two of us actually were just featured recently at the Grasslands Festival, at Outsidelands Festival, which was the first festival ever. It was held in San Francisco to actually sell cannabis legally at the festival. So it was a monumental moment, and the two of us were brought there to host this Grasslands. And that's when the two of us realized we had something special and we got to start a podcast. So we are in the early stages of it, but also look forward to that to be out before the end of the year.
Now, I always say before closing my show, good night, sleep tight, and don't forget to tip your drag queen. And for those of you who are out there listening now, if you want to tip Laganja Estranja, you can go to LaganjaEstranja.com and tip your drag queen right there.
I do take donations. There is a tip button. And of course, you can find my calendar, which is updated daily, and all that good fun stuff like press and videos and anything you might want to know about me.
Laganja Estranja, everybody. Thank you, Laganja.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate your time and giving my, you know, platform a story and a voice.
You can't leave me without a no.
Oh, crrr.
To find out more, go to LaganjaEstranja.com. Up next, news and new music.
This is Laganja Estranja. Don't forget to tip your drag queen, honey.
If you want to hear more interviews just like the one you heard, visit andelandradio.com. They're 100% there, and they're 100% free. And if you want to feel smarter and happier, listen to Andeland Radio with me, Andrew Willis. Wednesdays, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central.
Andeland Radio with Andrew Willis. Wednesdays, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central on CITR 101.9 FM. Stream on andelandradio.com.
Pick up your phone, put on your coat, everyone's looking up at you. Push through the crowd into the sound of everyone talking about you. Don't be afraid, honey, one day this will fade. So put on a smile, do it in style, make them all desperate to be you.
Make them all desperate to be you. Make them all desperate to be you.
Don't think twice. Give yourself to another night. Hold on tight. Hope that you make it out alive. Oh, we are the beautiful ones. Oh, we are the beautiful ones.
It's just a phase, you're not to blame for everyone trying to please you. But you're too young to come undone, so don't let them try to deceive you. Don't be ashamed, honey, one day this will fade. So put on your coat, give them a show, and make them all desperate to be you.
Make them all desperate to be you.
We are the beautiful ones, we are the CITR 101.9 FM.
Get ready to grip the sheets and bite the pillow. Andy's topping the news at the bottom of the hour.
Next on Andyland Radio.
ready to grip the sheets and bite the pillow. Andy's topping the news at the bottom of the hour.
I'm in studio here with Kai Miles, Sleepy Gonzalez, who's made up of Benny and Allie. I love both of you so much. Thank you for being here, by the way. Lots of round of applause for everybody here. We love you so much.
Thank you, Andrew.
I was talking to you about Hot Drummers during the break with Kai. Miles, yeah, Benny, tell me about Hot Drummers, because I said that I think drummers are kind of hot, but sometimes they're not. I don't know.
Hot drummers are an inspiration to us all. I think the hottest drummer I ever saw was, I don't know his name, but he drums for The Garden.
And that's what I was saying, is that you and your brother, because you're both twins, for those of you who don't know, Christian and Benny of Sleepy Gonzalez are both fraternal twins?
Fraternal.
But you look kind of like very
similar. Like we should just tell people we're identical.
Well, it's the hair. That's what it is.
Get the action going.
It's only the hair. I mean, he's a little shorter than you, isn't he?
I'd like to think so.
I believe so.
He's at least a foot shorter.
We can say that. We'll say that. Yeah.
But yeah, no. So I said you guys are basically like the Spanish version of The Garden.
Oh, yeah.
And then you were like, oh, my God. And then I was like, you guys, The Garden and you guys in a room, two sets of twins. Oh, my God.
The Garden are twins?
Aren't they?
Whoa.
Wait.
Whoa.
They are. What? Aren't they?
Yeah.
I don't listen.
They're fraternal twins, probably. No, they're identical. They look pretty much identical.
Yeah. The drummer's hotter, though.
Yeah, so okay, that's what you're saying. I don't know who I tried looking up the drummer.
The flip side. Dude, he I'm surprised you're not finding shit, because he's literally, I'm a straight male, and I was staring him down.
Yeah.
Staring him down the whole time. Maybe it's because he was an amazing drummer, so I was
that
just...
Could be it.
You know what? Age-old question. Are you into blondes or brunettes? Wyatt and Fletcher. One's brunette, one's a blonde. I mean, they're both... and by the way, they're both confirmed identical twins.
So. I want to say blondes.
Right? Blondes are the way to
track opinion.
Says well, that. You're in good company here, because you're with Allie and myself and Kai, and we're all blondes. You're the only one here that's
I'm in
brunette.
A room full of blondes.
I know. Doesn't it feel weird?
No, it feels great.
And aren't we having more fun?
I'm having plenty of fun. I'm having a gas. I'm just sitting here chilling. I was telling you about my vape, about how I need to give up vaping, and then you started freaking me out about vapes and about how they kill you.
People are dying.
It's
people
true.
Are getting hospitalized. People are getting little crystal cities built in their lungs.
And I don't know why Vancouver isn't doing anything to prevent it with the big advertisements everywhere.
I know.
Yeah.
Vype, which is a big
major. How about we don't say the name?
I'll say the name. Vype. I'm not going to say it. I don't know what the CRTC regulations are on tobacco. I'm sure you can't promote tobacco sales. But one thing I can say, though, is that... I see advertisements
everywhere,
all over for, but they're major in all the metro stations. They're huge.
And then I heard at festivals, like Faded in the Park, they're giving them out for free.
And Vype is a company that creates, they make vapes. They're a competitor to Juul.
Very sleek.
Yeah. And I noticed a lot of people are switching to Vype.
Definitely.
At my university, not that I endorse it, but it's...
Exactly.
You know what? I'll tell you the thing about vaping is that when I quit smoking and I went to hit a vape for the first time, I nearly fell down and choked to death. It was intense. And
why do you have a Juul now?
Well, I mean, in the long run, it's a lot better than smoking 15 cigarettes a day, combustible cigarettes. I would smoke 15 to 20 cigarettes.
Really?
Oh, yeah. How do you think I have all this hormonal stress? Like, I would literally sit, smoke hella cigarettes, and be working my tuchus off in the midnight hour, just chain smoking. That's not good for anybody, but yeah. No, so I did that. So I did the Juul, and then I got the Juul. And then I smokes the Juul, and I nearly die from the Juul because it was so intense. Like, smoking Juul for the first time was like smoking a cigarette for the first time. It was brutal and nearly killed me.
I love and hate the Juul just as I love and hate
myself.
I
know. Let's just all smoke it right now. Do you have your Juul handy? Let's just all hit the hell of
vape. This
is a vaping lounge.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so let's talk about vaping lounges, because you were saying allegedly.
But I have walked past the place on Granville where there's a nice elusive
major club
tropical
central.
Looking garden with black logos,
sure,
and it's very very private and but you can just see the smallest little pretty elusive garden, and it's for vaping.
It's a vape garden.
Yeah, instead of a beer garden where you go in and get beers and talk with people, you go
and
smoke.
Is this was it like something that was created by the company, like
it
was a company
created
promotional
by the company,
and it was during
as far
the day
as I know. Yeah, during the day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Everyone vape during the day. Let's go sit in the middle of a busy street downtown and vape. That's the most relaxing thing I can think of.
Two grungy buildings.
Exactly. Why not?
And they open it right when school's out. They open it right at like 2:45.
Peak hours.
Okay, I want to ask you a question. So I go to Kaplan University. Yeah. You go to what?
Douglas College.
You go to Douglas.
Yeah.
And also introduce yourself. Well, what music do you play?
I'm Kai.
You're in a band.
I used to be a spouse.
Yeah.
Which was a group with a couple people who were on Andy's Eden. Christmas special. Yeah,
I love Eden.
Eden, Baden, James. Everyone loves James.
The who's who and the what's left of the Vancouver music community. We're all in this
who's
band.
Who's who and what's left? Yeah. I feel like Sleepy G is more in tune with it than I am. But
who
I feel
did I encounter that actually was a big fan of yours? Someone, they were like, oh my God, Sleepy Gonzalez. And I was like, yeah, cool. Yeah, not with them. I don't know.
Anyways. Who's to say?
I don't know. A few people are really into you guys, and for good reason.
A lot of the scene is dying, but a lot of it's growing, I think.
We hope but so.
Kind of like people's lungs on vape.
Kind
of,
yeah.
Dying, but growing back again.
Cigarettes.
I know. Get off the pack of darts a day and onto the hell of vape.
The venues are dropping, but some of the bands are getting up there, it seems.
I'm wheezing. There's no. Actually, I was supposed to ask you guys about this, that I am going to sing a song, and I want to do it.
Oh, really? Yeah, the cover song?
Yeah, I still want to do that. I've been practicing it.
Tonight?
No, not tonight.
You can do it tonight.
I'm going to do a cover song with them.
Is it the Ramones?
I was going to do the Ramones, but now that I think about it, I kind of want to do a cover of this local band called Bored Decor.
Oh, Bored Decor?
I love their song No Love and Romance off of their album The Color Red.
Hell yeah, dude. Bored Decor is sick.
They're awesome.
We really want to play a show with them.
You
we
should.
We asked them to play the 3-3-3 with us that we were playing soon.
They said no. Why?
Because they're bored.
Too hip?
Yeah, I think they're really
Are
hip.
They like one of those like hip bands that are like really into themselves?
There's
like,
some really hip bands and they're super hip and they're too cool, but that's actually the truth. When they said no to us, I thought they were cooler than I originally.
I wouldn't. Thought. I would just get enraged. I would literally just say like, you know what?
It's
screw
like
you.
It's like when somebody hot turns you down. You're like mad, but you're also like you're even hotter than
you sound before. Like a Fox anchor, like a Fox. like a man on the Fox.
Are we not on Fox right now?
We are not on Fox. We could be though, Fox, honey. If you
especially
want to syndicate my show
because you believe the moon landings are fake. I
feel like let's
Fox
get into that.
Viewers identify
that is a Fox viewers. I actually don't believe the moon landing was real. I'm sorry. I will come out and say that. And you know why I don't is because of the Van Allen radiation belt. Everything else, the whole mishigas about the reflections of the shadows and stuff. Okay, I can look past that. I'm sure there's lots of technical, complicated scientific reasons for why that works. But when it comes to the Van Allen radiation belt, my hypothesis and the hypothesis of a lot of moon landing deniers
and what is
that
the Van Allen radiation belt?
It's a very dense beltway of radiation out there that you have to go through to get to the moon. And in order to go through it, you have to go through hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of intense radiation levels that with the protection of the very thin space walls of that the ship, the Apollo, what was it, the Apollo 11? I can't remember. I can't remember.
And do you believe that Kubrick was the one who filmed everything?
No, I don't believe that. I think that's crazy. I literally think it was like, you know, this is why I'm still not on the edge. Like, I'm not on the edge of falling off into some crazy conspiracy pit because I'm like, I don't care who filmed it. I don't care if it was real or not. Yes, there was crazy Russians that were out there that the Americans were like freaked out about. So I just, the one hump I can't get over is the Van Allen radiation
belt. That's fair.
And just the fact that they did not die of radiation poisoning, which totally would have happened, would have cooked them had they gone through this radiation belt. Apparently you need 7 feet. Apparently you need, this is the making you feel smarter portion of my show, is that apparently you need like 7 feet of lead in order to have around you, encased around you in order to make it through there safely without any.
Well, I'd be curious to hear NASA's standpoint with that.
Sure, let's call NASA.
Yeah, get them on the show.
Aren't they being
next week?
Isn't NASA always being defunded?
They must be, especially since Trump's in office.
But they're also spending billions of dollars to go to a moon rock rather than spend billions of dollars on our own planet.
Okay.
And that's funded by Trump, I'm pretty sure.
So this is like capitalism. We do not need to fund a
moon rock?
No, we don't need to fund NASA. We're just going to let like private competitors come out like, SpaceX. And they will be the ones that will pick up the slack that we could be funding.
I want, sorry.
No, no, go on, go on.
I want to do acid on the moon. So I think that they should fund an like just a tour package.
For Sleepy Gonzales?
Well, yeah, that would be sick if it was with my band, but I don't know if we'd be able to afford it. But a tour package where you just fly to the moon for 12 hours, take some acid, and then fly back after. I feel like that would be, I would save up for my whole life to do something like that.
Allie, have you done acid? You've been very silent on this topic. Are you doing drugs?
No.
Are you a drug addict?
Are you on acid right now?
Are you on acid right now? Smoking hella kush. Be honest. You're mainlining your intravenous drugs. Are you doing it?
I'm not doing acid. I mean, I like to...
You are not denying it that you do intravenous drugs.
No, I like
Let me see those arms.
Sometimes.
Give me your arms. Let me see them. I want to see your veins. Allie, let me see your veins. I want to see your veins. Yeah.
Scared Allie.
She's injecting in her toes.
We scared Allie out of doing drugs.
They scared me out of it, yes. Yeah.
The whole band?
Except for Nick.
Allie came to band practice one day, but instead it was an intervention.
Greta Thunberg. Thunberg, depending on how you're saying it. She's getting a lot of criticism and a little bit from myself. I felt like it was a little bit too theatrical, her and the UN.
Andrew, you're feisty.
I am. I like to be skeptical. The whole, you should always be skeptical on anything that's going on, you know, so you don't sensationalize it too much. But I don't know. There's just, I heard the audio of it and then I watched it, and hearing it and seeing it while hearing it was, I just kind of felt a little bit like, ugh, God, I could. And then I looked up her parents, and then when I found out her mom was a big theater star, I was like, oh, I see it now. She got it from her mom. Yeah.
But do you think if she wasn't...
And her dad's a writer and all this other crazy... So I'm like, you know...
What was that, Ali?
Do you think if she wasn't so theatrical that people might not listen to her?
I want a shaved head, fat as a whale, black lesbian, missing a tit, to go up there and scream at the UN. That's what I want.
Which would be the ultimate
ideal.
With
a strap on. That's what I want in 2020.
But okay? I guess then you have to pick a standpoint. Where do you go for the fact that someone... is doing all this work.
Honey, I don't care. The revolution is going to be won and run by my black friends, and that's just what I want to see. I don't want to see some frail, acne, forgot Clearasil for a week chick named Greta Thunberg sitting there crying and wailing, and then, you know, going back to wherever the hell she's from. Sweden? Is it Sweden? She's from, no. Sweden. Yeah. She's from Sweden. Yeah.
But then also we have here, I have it up now, we have Autumn, who's been an activist since she was 8, a beautiful storyteller nominated for the 2019 International Children's Peace Prize,
yeah.
Chief Water Commissioner for Anishinaabe First Nation and Wikmikong First Nation.
Yeah, shout out to her. Shout out to her or them or whatever they are. You know, God bless you for being you. I shouldn't say God bless you. Oh my God, that's the worst. Is that not the worst? I bet you that's the worst.
At this point, it doesn't even have Christian relations.
I guess not. But to an indigenous person, the worst thing you could probably say is God bless you.
She would probably tell you, I get it all the time. It's okay.
There you go.
Maybe. Yeah, Greta, I'm credulous. Good work. But I'm just going to say this.
Representation
at all costs. Yes, that's great. But all I will say is my leader is a big, fat, black, lesbian woman who has a shaved head and is missing a tit. For unknown reasons. I don't know why. I just threw that in there. Missing an arm. Who knows? Like, missing a leg. Christ. I have no clue what's going on. Allie, what do you want to say? You're looking a little tense. It's your Swedish blood. You voyaged across an ocean, across the Atlantic to get to the studio today. You came from far wide to scream and yell your proclamations. How are you feeling about Mother Nature, about Earth?
I feel like you have scared.
Honey, and that tashiki you're wearing, I feel like you have a thing or two to say. And that dress, you have a thing or two to say. It's very floral. I'm getting an Enya vibe.
I am just glad that someone is taking a stance.
Can you start crying? You need to cry. I will not believe you.
I'm an easy crier.
Say with a Bjork accent. I know she's from Finland or Iceland. I don't know. Who cares?
I don't know her accent.
She's from somewhere. Just say it in an accent. I want you to start talking in an accent right now.
I'm scared. And I need something to be done about it.
I love that.
And I think it's definitely not a bad thing to support Greta at all.
No.
Mm-hmm. We want
I don't
to support.
Think so.
At all. Yeah, it's not bad to support her, but at the same time,
I don't think she's doing it for herself. If no. she was doing it for herself, then it'd be a different story.
No, she's definitely not doing it for herself. But again, yeah. black woman, shaved head, could be missing a tit for unexplainable reasons. And also, by the way, and look, Benny, I know you want to say something to that mic, but this is my show. Thanks for sharing. I just want to say. There was a lot of indigenous people, and Kai, you were the one that brought this up, that have crossed oceans on boats in order to say a thing or two.
Definitely.
And do a thing or two. Yeah. No, they're not getting any love.
I would just say that the responsibility is on the audience and the people who consume the media, because mm-hmm. they're the ones who share it. They're the ones who cause it to grow. And if they're only sharing like stories of like white people, that's on them. Like, you got to be responsible for the media that you consume and share.
Well, honey, Christmas is coming soon. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, I love that. Santa Claus, he was totally real and white, I guess. No, he was. He was any color you want to believe. He's fake. I do want to say a few things, but I forget what they were. Look, if you don't agree with me, I was the one that said that the moon landing probably never happened. So there you go. I mean, you're really playing with stupid at this point if you're hanging out with me chatting. Look, we got to get to some stuff. We got some new music. I love Drunk Moms. I forget who it is that's, is that, no, is it Burger Records? I think it's Burger Records. Their release, good stuff, Hellfire, we're going to be playing that next on the show. We got to move along here, we got a boogie. We got Hellfire next on the show. New music, Hellfire, Drunk Moms on Andyland Radio.
Check out the new album, Urban Cowboy, by Drunk Moms. Available now on all major streaming platforms.
Oh my god, I have some chips in my mouth. Welcome back to the show. I'm Andrew Willis. Hold on. Okay. Just give me a second. Okay. Hold on, let me just have some more.
Yeah, go for it.
I should just have one more.
They're really good.
Hi, Kai. I'm eating a chip. Okay. I had no clue we were coming back from a break. I thought we were going to bleed it out a little bit.
Order's ready.
Play another song or two, but I guess not. What I Won't Do for Love. That was a quick song. That was a quickie. Leon Else. I'm going to be actually interviewing Leon Else. Don't know when, but we've chatted. We talked. We messaged each other on Instagram. It's really cute and kosher. Leon Else. He's an English dude, an English lad. He has some really great songs that are out there. He actually just... last month he was doing press in the U.S. for his music, and I'm stuck on this one song, What I Won't Do, which is basically a song about, like, being gay and lonely and, like, sleeping around but not making any emotional connections to people.
What kind of music is he?
Pop. Actually, let's just play, like, one of his songs right now. Let's see. Okay, so this is his song, What I Won't Do. I don't know. Okay, wait. Let's just get to... Okay. I don't know.
And all the people waiting for the club outside can listen to this.
Yeah, I mean, the music video for this, he's walking through L.A. I think through Sunset Boulevard, Sunset Strip. Anyways, it's a good song. I like the song. It's a good song.
Nice.
We are back here in studio. I've... done everything live on air that I probably should have done off air, but whatever, we're doing it here live. I want to ask you, Kai, we're joined in studio with Kai Miles. Why don't we just start this again? Welcome back to the show.
Guys.
I'm Andrew Willis. This is Andyline Radio.
Welcome to Fox News.
Welcome to Fox News. Andrew Willis, Holocaust denier, friend of Bill O'Reilly. You know, all lives matter. Why not? You know, because everyone, that's what you tow. That's the line you tow at Fox, I'm sure. I don't know. What else can we add into that? Hi, I'm Andrew Willis, former closet case, Holocaust denier, friend of Bill O'Reilly. Yeah. I'm also a friend of Meghan McCain on The View. She has friends with everybody, and she is whack. I cannot stand her. She's a colossal failure. Anyways, that's all I'm going to say. I don't care. You can be on network television, but you're still a colossal failure, and Meghan McCain is a colossal failure. She's a horrible human being.
I don't know who she is.
She is...
But
she's trash.
She's a colossal fan. As my friend Evan would say, she's trash. She's garbage. She is a colossal failure. Anyways,
you're trash, Meghan McCain. Anyways, I want to talk to you, Kai Miles. Welcome back to the show, Kai Miles.
Thank you,
you're, for better or for worse, you're here. You did a Facebook event that went just funny.
If anyone's
talk
around,
about it.
November 2nd, so Bono from U2 and Chris Martin from Coldplay are supposed to be playing a gig in Gibson's, where I'm from. But...
Go on,
why are
sorry.
You laughing? This isn't a joke. I am organizing this for you.
Wow. I love that you're doing this. Yeah. Okay, go on.
It started as an inside joke with my parents, funny enough, and we thought, how pathetic would it be if Bono played in Gibson's, of all places?
Yeah.
So I created the Facebook event and made it look very professional, and then after 3 days, it got to 1,500 people.
For anyone who doesn't know, like, 50 people live in Gibson's.
Yeah, about that. It's a very, very small community. It's a ferry ride away.
So you create this Facebook event, 1,600 people.
It's now at 1,600, yeah.
1,600 people, and the mayor.
And the mayor found out and started to freak out, and he was talking to my friend Steve, and he was like, Steve, you know what? We do not have the infrastructure for a gig this big, a gig this large. What are we going to do?
Did he think it was real?
He did, yeah.
He really thought you and your friend Gabe were bringing... Yeah. Were bringing
this was just me, and then I brought Jason on board.
And Jason. So the mayor of this Gibson's. Munchkin city of Gibson's, yeah. Was like, yeah, 15 people. The mayor was just kind of hanging out in a stoop and was like...
Oh, yeah, we're used to small little folk shows.
Jason! Jason and Kai.
Is this real?
Boys, let me talk to you about something.
But then the backlash I got was a whole bunch of moms in this community getting mad at me. Because they are big fans, I guess. But here
big
we're going to go
through
the list.
Big fans of who? Bono or Chris
let's
Martin?
Read some of these
okay,
comments.
Yeah, let's hear. Okay, so let's hear the
let's
comments.
Let Benny read them out.
So Benny of Sleeping Gonzales, you're going to read the comments that people were... The backlash... From
haha, give event. Yourself a check in the head, asshole. Dude, just fuck off and die.
Whoa.
What the fuck?
What else? These are, but just for everyone listening, these are the comments that were left by people thinking that Bono and Chris Martin were going to play November, what, 2nd in Gibson's.
One of them's pretty, one's pretty pragmatic. I'm assuming this entire enterprise is totally BS.
What?
And yeah, that's the thing. I got a lot of general serious inquiries, especially from an event organization.
Some inquiries.
Being like, hey, where's this happening? I do events on the coast. I want to know. Can I be a part of this with you? Who are you? And it's like, who the
So what happens if Bono actually gets in touch?
Well, yeah, so Steve,
did you get a cease and desist from like...
Apparently, I don't know if this is true, but Horseshoe Bay is the town where you take the ferry to get to Gibson's.
Yeah.
And Bono apparently has a place in Horseshoe Bay with The Edge.
What?
So he's familiar with BC. He likes Vancouver.
Okay, Bono,
so,
there
so
you go.
So my friend Steve contacted Bono's agent saying,
no
hey,
way.
This is happening. 1,500 people are depending on this. No. If you want to come, sure, but I don't think we ever got a response, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And instead, the backlash is that a lot of moms on the coast now hate me.
Jesus.
But a lot of people started to say, how long until you get sued or charged or prosecuted? You've been reported.
Right.
And so with that, I took that into making a story about the FBI arresting me. And so the next part of this whole thing is that I'm going to be dead by a gang, some gang violence. Something's going to happen. So stay out there. Keep on the lookout.
Yeah, Bono, please, if you're listening, God only knows.
Gangs are after me,
gangs
man.
Gangs are after.
If you don't show.
Yeah. Kai is in a little bit of a fracas right now with, he's in a little
the
bit
FBI,
of a.
FBI, a Sector 9B, actually.
He's really got his, like, you know. He's got his tits in a twist here. If you can help out our lovely friend Kai, who's a musician, the toast of the town in Gibson's.
And Chris Martin, I'd appreciate it.
Chris Martin, yeah,
well.
Please. Yeah, Chris. We really, really want you to come. I'm going to go to that concert. If Bono and Chris Martin show up to Gibson's, BC, to play for 1,600 screaming moms who are
just there to
calling you an calling you an asshole on Facebook. And I love how the mayor, dude, if this happens, the mayor of Gibson's will probably just love you guys for life. You'll get a
maybe,
plaque.
Yeah.
You'll probably get a plaque. Where are you putting that
but
plaque?
We don't have
Molly's
infrastructure.
Reach? Well, yeah, I guess so. The biggest thing to happen in Gibson's is what?
Beachcombers.
Yeah. Well, anyways. I'm going to be coming to your cabin.
Good.
November 2nd. I'm going to dress up as Bono. You know what we should do? We should just have a Bono. We should do like Bono and Chris Martin
just covers
costumes
of their songs.
Yeah, just be playing Vertigo down at Molly's
down at
Reach.
Gibson's Landing.
Down at Gibson's Landing.
Well, yeah, that's I've considered putting posters up at this point.
Oh my God. You should do it.
Maybe we should.
No, you should really do this. I can't believe you got 1,600 people from Gibson, which is huge.
Which, yeah, you know, and that's not as much as Area 51, but for the coast, it's a very small community. That's like, it reached a lot of people.
Apparently, the only person that got arrested for the Area 51 thing was a Canadian who was caught peeing.
Wow.
Yeah, being unruly. At
alien stock.
All I can say is, look, Karen Kaplan, you're the rep for Bono with Principal Management in New York. You know who you are. We have your number. Let's actually, you know what? Let's just try to call this number now. I'm going to try calling.
Let's do it.
Let's call Principal Management.
And ask her if she got a message from Steve Wright, because that's who contacted her. If it's the same agent.
One, okay, 212. Let's see if this works. Okay, I'm calling right now. Okay, let's put this on speaker. Oh, man. She'll come back.
Come on.
I'm gonna leave a voicemail. What should I say?
Did you
just
receive
leave
a message
her like
from
our
Steve
stalker
Wright?
Stalker voicemail.
Hello, Chris. Honestly, don't mention my name.
Just breathe heavily. Just breathe heavily for.
Don't they have voicemails in New York?
Maybe not. Maybe there's too many people calling me.
All right. I don't think this is gonna happen.
Just ring forever.
Yeah, it's just gonna ring forever and ever and ever. All right, okay, cool. Look, that's interesting. That's
Bono. We tried.
We gave Karen a call. Okay, tell Karen and call us back. Is there anything you want to talk about? Oh, you have a connection, actually, to the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Rage Against the Machine. Can you tell us about that? Yeah, please tell us all about that.
I think it was last summer.
Big man here from Gibson's.
Speaking of Gibson's, So there's a little grant that was going around with the Daniel Kingsbury Foundation. And when I was a spouse, I applied for that. And that got us a gig to record with Garth Richardson, who was the producer for the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Rage Against the Machine.
Why don't you get Anthony Kiedis to come over to Gibson's?
Who's Anthony Kiedis?
Are you nuts?
I don't know names.
He's the singer of Black Pontiac. I'm just kidding. He's the singer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, he's singer of the Red Hot Chili
Peppers. Thank you for that clarification. Yeah.
To be fair to Kai, he doesn't even like the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
I haven't given them a chance. There we go, yeah.
Yeah,
he's just flexing his production.
Yeah, you guys know the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah. But Spouse,
get
I
Tom
think
Morello.
It's spousesucks.bandcamp.com. We got a couple songs still. Yeah.
Well, that was cool. Thanks for entertaining us.
Yeah, anytime.
I really hope things go well for you and Gibson's. I hope you're able to get Bono and Chris Martin to meet your demands, your large demands.
I'm waiting on it.
I know. You're a real whippersnapper. Look, we're going to get to one song. We have Acid Dad, Die Hard next on the show. And then we come back and then we say our goodbyes. We've got to get out of here. We're already running 11 minutes late. We'll probably be, I don't know. No, there are 20, so we gotta get out of here. We gotta go. Look, Die Hard, Acid Dad on Andyland Radio.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Acid Dad on Andyland Radio. We are back here in studio. We have with us two lovely ladies. Girls, stop taking a Snapchat. What are you doing? And make sure I'm in it. I want to turn that camera this way. Let's see. Hi, everybody. I'm Andrew Willis, and you're listening to Andyland Radio with your two weird, crazy
friends.
Hello. Hi, ladies. Hi. Okay, so who's drunker? You or you? And what are your names?
Neither. We're sober, completely.
We are 100% sober.
I don't believe it for a second. You're 100% wasted. Okay, so first of all, you both look amazing. You're both 10s out of 10s, let me tell you.
You're so nice.
For all the boys listening, they're hot. Are you guys single or what's going on?
Yeah, we're both single.
We are both single.
And you're at the nightclub. You're going to the nightclub.
We were gonna go to the pit, but the line is too long.
Yeah, well, you know what? So. Most of those guys, whatever, they're kind of boring.
Right?
Yeah. Some of them have HPV. Allegedly. Oh. Yeah, it's weird. Harsh herpes on some, I'm sure.
Yes.
Who are the guys you're with?
We're with some Sigma Chi guys.
Like, are they cute?
Fraternity guys.
Yes, got big dinks or what?
We don't know.
We wouldn't know.
Honey, I'll know later on if they want to come over to my place. Look, what's your names? First, who's who?
I'm Abby.
And I'm Jessica. We're cousins. So.
Oh, my
cousins
God.
Cousins and best friends.
Cousins, best friends, and your party together. Okay, now who's over there? Okay, let's see these boys.
Outside.
There's some boys. Let's see that one guy. Oh, he's not that cute.
Wait, can they hear
I can't
us
get a good visual on him. He's outside the station.
How can they hear us?
They can hear us out there outside. I don't know.
Hi, guys.
They ran away. Your friends ran away. They were terrified by a homosexual.
They were so scared.
Oh, wait, no, that's not.
They
the
thought
case.
I'd give them AIDS or something.
No.
They freaked out. But tripped out.
No, yeah. They're just like, we don't want to be on air right now. Like,
yeah, they don't want
to
be filmed.
They don't need to be on air. That's why they're outside the station, not inside with the party. Yeah,
you guys are so fun.
Okay, first of all, is Sigma Chi actually all that cool? Because they can't get you into a night.
Every fraternity's cool.
If you're the ones not inside the club right now, like, come on. Like, don't they know something that can get you in there?
You know,
I don't know.
Talking to the mic, sweetie.
Oh, you know, every fraternity is awesome. So okay. We support everyone.
Craziest thing you've done at a frat party. I want to know with your cousin. What's the craziest thing you've done?
Honestly, okay, we were abroad last year, so we missed an entire year.
Yeah,
and
we're like kind of not.
Wait, what were you?
We were in Paris for a whole year.
So. Oh, doing what?
Studying.
Living life.
We're alive. Sorbonne or what?
We went to
Sciences Po.
Sciences Po.
Okay. Yeah. Where are you from?
We're from LA originally, though.
Oh, yeah. No way. Oh, you're Americans. Can we shack up? Honey, I need to get down there. It's weird. Not LA.
Come visit us.
I will.
You want.
Why not? Whereabouts are you?
I'm from Malibu. She's from...
I'm from, like, LA City. Yeah.
Okay. I stayed in Santa Monica. Yeah, time ever. Stayed at the Huntley. It's kind of okay. I wish I was at the Four Seasons across the street. Anyways, Fairmount, actually. Long story short, all I can say is this. When I was in LA, I got chased by a homeless guy with a syringe. He freaked out. I ran into an Iranian bodega. They were having tea in there. It was 9 o'clock and I'm like, that can't be good for your hormones, all that caffeine. Whatever. They're having tea and dates. I run in there screaming. I shut the door. I'm like, I'm from Vancouver. I'm not from here. I'm going to die. And the police came super quick. I was shocked. They're like, the police aren't going to come. It's going to take a while. And I'm like, that's hopeful to say. But apparently, they came right away in 10 minutes.
I guess there wasn't anything going on that night.
Probably not. Probably just my white ass locked up in an Iranian bodega. What do you do in LA? What's your favorite thing to do? Go to the chateau? What do you do? Have you been to the chateau at all?
No.
Why not?
The chateau. What is the chateau?
Chateau Marmont.
Oh, I've heard of that.
I've heard of it. Is it a club?
No, it's like a hotel. It's like the place to go.
Okay,
I've never been there.
Okay, well, where do you go in LA?
I don't know. We go clubbing.
We go to West Hollywood a lot.
Okay, hang out with a bunch of homos like me. Basically, been to the Abbey?
No.
Revolver?
No. But it's like the basic LA clubs, like Hyde and One Oak and stuff.
Oh, okay, so. All right, okay. I know. You're too chic. You guys have sugar daddies yet or what?
No.
Not yet.
Definitely not.
Are you looking for one?
No.
Why not? I guess you don't need one. Your parents are rich. What's going on here? What do your parents do? What do your parents do? We want to know.
Why?
I don't know. Why not?
What do your parents do is the question.
They do nothing. They're both dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
Well, they're not. I just don't know what's going on with them. It's weird. Okay. Do you guys know any like hot dudes that I can hook up with when I go down to LA?
Yeah, there's a lot of... Go to West Hollywood. Yeah. There's all the hot guys.
Hit us up when you're in LA.
Sure. I'll hit you up. I'll just scream, please send me two blondes. Save me in LA. I'm sure that's, you know, you guys... I don't know.
Wait. So do you guys run your radio station every single night?
No, I'm just here Wednesdays, 10:30 Pacific, 12:30 Central.
So
you can follow me at Andalyn Radio.
Oh,
yeah. Kai, do you want to say something?
This
is all me.
This is us.
These two are in a band. They're called Sleepy Gonzalez. This one's Kai Miles. He's a real kick in the arse. And I don't know. What do you think of this Greta Thunberg girl?
What does that? What does that
We're
mean?
We're coming back to this again.
I just want to know. What do you think about this, Greta?
Andrew's been very unhappy with about Greta Thunberg.
Yeah, Thunberg. Yeah.
What? Why?
At the UN.
She's so cool. Yeah,
you like her?
100%.
I think
she's
it's completely
she's
fair
so
to like
cute.
Her, but I think Andrew's upset with.
I just thought it was so theatrical.
No, but she's been doing this for months and months. Like, this is her life.
That's why she's famous, is because she's so theatrical.
Okay, talking to the mic. Hold on. Here, why don't you
so
grab
I'm chewing, I'm chewing chips right
no,
now.
There, oh, that's okay. I'm eating chips.
No, she's cool. Like, this isn't... She's not doing it for the fame. Like, this is her life.
Yeah. Okay. Well...
Are you going to the strike on Friday?
No. Pff, I got better stuff to... I gotta work.
Yes.
Honey. Oh, you are? You're gonna go, Allie?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be my, like, pre-album release show warm-up.
Love that.
Go join you guys?
I love it. Oh my god, you two should like make a connection.
We actually shot a music video in LA like a year ago.
Oh really? Oh, really? Which one?
Fun.
What song?
The one for Lover. It's like a really sad song. I don't know if it's up your alley, but
what's your
I'm down for whatever.
Wait, where in LA did you shoot?
It's just Sleepy Gonzalez. You can look at it. It's Sleepy Gonzalez, one word.
I bought weed from a guy who worked at a pizza shop off of the 3rd Street Promenade?
Yeah. Yeah, I used to work on 3rd Street.
Oh, you did? Where?
Brandy Melville, the
we have one here. She's a Brandy Melville girl. I love it. I really do.
But 3rd Street is very fun. There's a lot of.
I went to the McDonald's toys. There. I also got harassed by a homeless person there too.
There's a lot of homeless.
There's
there.
A lot.
There
of
are.
People. Yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah,
that was not our experience. The people who hosted us were all Christian. So we spent the night playing board games.
Ugh, one of my friends went to Pepperdine in Malibu.
Yeah,
are you familiar with that?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Wait, did you go there? Where'd you go to school?
Like Malibu High School.
Malibu High School? Yeah, Malibu's up at the tip.
That's so funny.
Dude, our friends left, I think.
Okay, I think I'm going to let you girls go. Are any of you girls bisexual?
No, sorry.
Oh my god, of course. Okay, look, we gotta get out of here. We got lots of things to do. If you want to catch more episodes of the show, you can always do
the
so.
Best.
They're
best,
all
the
there.
Listen.
There you go. Just go to AndyLineRadio.com. As I like to say, good night, sleep tight, and don't forget to tip your drag queen.
Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis is broadcast and taped live from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. To listen to a recording of this episode and more, visit AndylandRadio.com. Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis is made possible by the students of the University of British Columbia and members of its Alma Mater Society. Production assistance provided by Anna Rose Carrico, Madeline Taylor, Alex DeBoer, Jasper Sloan Yip, Tanner McColeman, and Dora Duber. Special thanks to the volunteers and collectives at CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine.
That's all, folks.